Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. The city of Seattle has now filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its executive order, which wants to cut off funding to sanctuary cities like Seattle, which refuse to comply with federal law. And to give us some legal perspective on this is our legal analyst, former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation made possible by the Arista Point Private Group Marketplace and Guardian Roofing. And as in demand as Rob is, of course, we sometimes have to catch him on the road, which is what we've done this time. You've taken a look at the lawsuit, and you find this to be kind of novel because they are suing before Seattle has really suffered any consequences. So let's talk about that, Rob.
Right. So normally what would happen is that the feds would cut off the funding if they follow through on their threat, and then the city of Seattle would file a lawsuit asking that funding to be restored. And here instead, they're seeking what's called a declaratory order from the court saying that the city is in fact in compliance with federal law and that the president's executive order on sanctuary cities is unconstitutional. So there, it's sort of a preemptive strike in hopes that the judge will bless their current policy.
Well, what is federal law? There seems to be some confusion over what federal law actually requires the city to do. So what does federal law say on this matter?
Well, federal law does not require cities and states to enforce federal immigration statutes, the federal immigration system. But it does say that a local government, a state government, or a federal agency may not prohibit an officer or an agency from sending information to the Immigration and Naturalization Service about the immigration status of a particular individual. So in other words, you know, if a law enforcement officer has information that someone is here illegally, they cannot be prohibited from communicating that information to INS. But that's different than the policies of many sanctuary cities like Seattle's, which say, don't ask. It's sort of a don't ask, don't tell system.
If you look at the president's order, and this will probably pop up on your Facebook feed sooner or later, I'll just quote this this part. Section 9A, if you're playing along at home. In furtherance of this policy, the Attorney General and the Secretary, in their discretion, shall ensure that jurisdictions that willfully refuse to comply with 8 U.S.C. 1373 are not eligible to receive federal grants. Now, 8 U.S.C. is U.S. Code. 8 U.S.C. 1373, what does that part of the U.S. Code actually order?
Well, that section is entitled Communication Between Government Agencies and the Immigration and Naturalization Service, or INS. And what it says is that, you know, notwithstanding any other provision of law, you cannot prohibit your officers or your agencies from sending information regarding the immigration status, lawful or unlawful, of any individual to the INS. In other words, if the city of Seattle is collecting immigration status information, or their officers are, it would be illegal under the statute to prohibit that information from being communicated to the INS.
Okay, but wait a second now. You said that Seattle has adopted a don't ask, don't tell policy. Suppose there were to be, and I'm not alleging this, but suppose there's an individual officer who decides, look, I've had it with illegal immigration. And he starts asking people for their immigration status, and he, on his own, collects this information. It sounds to me like the police chief would not be allowed to discipline that officer under this federal provision.
Well, I think that's right. In fact, if the police chief attempted to discipline the officer to say you're prohibited from sharing that information that you have with INS, I think that would be a violation of federal law. But when the city of Seattle tells the officer, look, it's not your job to inquire in immigration status, and the officer doesn't inquire about immigration status, I don't think that's a violation of federal law. And I think the city's right about that. So the question will be, where is that line drawn? How is the city's policy actually being enforced? And does the admonishment to not ask about immigration status cross over at some point into withholding actual immigration status information from the feds? So that's a question the court will have to take up.
Kind of sounds like what the president's trying to do is crowdsource immigration enforcement by telling individuals who might encounter immigrants, go ahead and ask the question. And you, I mean, conceivably, right, a police officer could anonymously call call ICE on his or her own, right?
Yeah, although I would just argue that under this statute, 1373, they wouldn't have to be anonymous. They would be protected from federal law,
right,
and the city would get in trouble for trying to stop them from doing that.
Right.
At the same time, most law enforcement officers I know around the state are not eager to become immigration enforcement officers. In fact, they need the cooperation of people in immigrant communities for criminal investigations. And so they don't want everyone to look at them as a local cop in the same way they look at ICE agents, because they want those folks to cooperate with them to, you know, fight crime.
So in your professional judgment, does this lawsuit have a chance of succeeding?
I think it does, actually, particularly given the current track record of the Trump administration in federal courts.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation made possible by the Arista Point Private Group Marketplace. Rob, thank you.
Okay, thanks.